There's a great parallel between the first reading and the gospel reading today. As we have heard in the first reading, Paul's emotional farewell with one of the community that he found. And it was emotional because both of them and he knew that they will never see each other again because he was going to Rome to be executed. Paul knew the price of what it means to believe in Jesus Christ. And Paul knew what it means to lay down one life for the love of Christ Jesus. And he tells the flock, the community, that there will be wolves coming to harm them, to divide them, to deceive them, to hurt them, to rip them apart, and to, in some way, make them be lost and lose focus of the shepherd that cared for them. Paul knew that. And that's why he told them not to lose faith and not to lose sight of the goal and the prize that they have, which is what it means to be disciples of Christ. And he also gave them a very important mission, and it became their purpose because he tells them, do not forget the weak. Do not forget the weak, even though they will be going through a lot of trials. And when we're going through trials or hardship, it's easier for us to tend to think, I'm just going to push everyone else out, and I'm going to preserve my own self. But Paul reminded them that even in the midst of everything that will happen to you, because the wolves will come in and tear you apart, please remember that you are one flock and to take care of the weak one. Why did he say that? Because the wolves will always go for the weak first. The wolves will always go for the one that is weak, the most vulnerable. That's why it's important that the flock come together to protect the weak, the most vulnerable, the ones that is prone to attack. St. Paul had the heart of the shepherd. St. Paul had the heart of Jesus Christ that love, that care not only for the strong, the one that can fend for themselves, but also the one who is weak and most vulnerable. And Jesus today said very clearly and in a very beautiful way that we belong to him. So we need to ask ourselves, are we joyful in belonging to him? We see, we can hear in every words of today's farewell address of Jesus' own emotional knowing that he's coming back to the Father. His mission is about to be completed, but his own disciple mission is about to begin. As Jesus was sent to bring the truth and to free us from the enslavement and the yoke of sin, we're called to be Christians in bearing that same mission that he have. The mission of what it means to live in the truth so that we can set the world from the lies, the manipulation, and all the things that rip us apart and rip us away from God, so that we can live in that truth and the truth set us free. We live in the world, but we do not belong to the world, said the Lord Jesus, because he had consecrated us in the truth. And Jesus had told us so very beautifully that he, even in the midst of everything that will happen or going to happen in our life, he will not save us from the harms of this world, but that he pray that we may be kept from the evil one. We will get hurt, we will face trials and hardships, and there will be a lot of things that do not go our way. But our soul belongs to Jesus, and even the evil one, the devil, cannot rip us away from him and his love for us. Everything else we have to endure. Everything else we have to learn how to be stronger and to abide by him. Jesus tells us that the only way we can overcome the world is to be one with Him, just as He is one with the Father. So therefore, as we get closer and closer and closer to Pentecost, may we pray that the Holy Spirit, the gift of love, love itself from the Father and the Son, be among us to strengthen us so that we can know what it means first to love God, and from that love that we have received from God, learn how to love one another, especially the most weakest and the most vulnerable and the most prone to attack by this world and of the evil one among our midst.